exciting program called the Ultimate Think and Grow Rich Wealth Building System. This is going to be a powerful six-hour program that will show you how to use the 13 time-tested principles that Napoleon Hill first introduced to the world back in the 1920s in his famous book, Think and Grow Rich. Now, for those people that don't know, Think and Grow Rich is a book that has made more people more millions of dollars than any other book in history. This is a powerful book that outlined 13 important principles that the richest and most successful people in the world use to make their fortune. Any one of these principles can make you rich, but when you combine all 13 together, the question is not will you get rich, the only question is when you will get rich and how much money will you make. Because I promise you will get the riches that you want by simply using and practicing these 13 proven principles. Napoleon Hill studied 500 of the greatest millionaires of his day, and he refined all of their main secrets into 13 powerful principles. And this is similar to a recipe for wealth. Each principle is an important ingredient in this recipe. And when you mix all 13 together, they create an explosion of wealth that can help you make more money than you've ever dreamed of making. And again, this is all well proven. More people who are millionaires have stated that it's this one book that is responsible for their fortunes. And so now we are so proud to be able to share these 13 principles with you on the six powerful hours of recording. We're going to go over each one of these principles. I'm here today as a proud member of a very important group called the $100 million Roundtable Group. We've been together for a number of years. Each one of our members have collectively and together, we've made well over $100 million for ourselves and our clients. We know exactly what it takes to turn small sums of money into a huge fortune. And each one of us has used these 13 principles to make millions of dollars for ourselves and our clients. And we are so excited about being able to share all of these principles with you and to show you how you can turn these principles into the fortune that you seek. There's 9 of us here all together, and or there's 10 members all together. I'm sorry, I wasn't including myself. I'm the 10th member. And in alphabetical order, here they are. We have Alan R. Bechtold from DBS Press Service, Eric Bechtold from DBS Press Service, Randy Surak from Synergy Marketing Group, John Bice of the Direct Marketing Training Center. We have Ted Siuba of Parthenon Marketing, Jeff Gardner of Gardner Marketing Group, Russ Von Holzer of the Holzer Marketing Group, Chris Lakey of Midwest Publishing, and Ken Peterson of Vision Trend Publishing, and myself, I'm TJ Rohleder of More Incorporated. And all 10 of us have used these powerful principles to make huge sums of money. Think about these powerful principles as if it was a giant safe that's just loaded with money. And all you have to do to open this huge safe is you just have to know what the combination is. And so you get the combination just right, and now you can open that safe up, and there's huge sums of money inside. That's exactly what it is to use these 13 principles. They are proven, they are guaranteed to make money, so we hope that you'll keep a very open mind and listen to all 6 hours carefully. Go through this program one time, all 6 hours, without taking any notes. Just listen to everything very, very carefully. Then go back through it again and spend another 6 hours listening again, but this time, we want you to stop the tape, take some notes, and think about how you can apply these principles in your life. And if you'll do this, I promise you, You can make all of the money that you want and need and truly deserve. So right now, what I'd like to do, just to open up this program, is I'd like to have each one of the members of our $100 million roundtable group introduce themselves and tell you just a little bit about what these powerful principles have meant to them and how they can help you transform your life too. So let's go in alphabetical order, starting with you, Alan, and we'll work all the way down to me at the bottom of the list. Maybe you can share with our listeners what they're in store for in the next 6 hours and how this program can help them make tremendous amounts of money.
I'd be happy to, TJ, and I've been anxious too. This book, first of all, I'm Alan R. Bechtold, and I founded my company back in 1984, and I've been publishing electronically online for more than 20 years, publishing and marketing. And I have to tell you something that I can relate to with this book tremendously. In 1984, when I went around to people telling them, and I was at a party or whatever, and they said, what do you do for a living? And I said, I publish electronically and market online. The blank stares I got were the kind of things that many of the great pioneers you will read about in this book or have read about in this book, and I'm hoping you've read the book before you even listen to this series, that they face, the kind of obstacles you face when you have a dream and you're pursuing it despite all of the negative activity going on around you or the doubts that you will face until you do succeed. The bottom line is you have to have that vision, and that's what this book is all about. Now, I said I've been doing this for more than 20 years. It was more than 30 years ago that I first ordered this book. I remember ordering it bright-eyed and excited about my future, and I ordered it because I loved the title, Think and Grow Rich. Now, there's a dream for you. To be able to just use the power of your mind and become wealthy. That was my dream. The title snagged me right away, and I'm sure that's one of the endearing qualities of this book. But I had my doubts. I'm sure you have yours. I'm sure everyone around you, you experience doubt about your dreams. This is natural. I had my doubts when I ordered this book, but hey, the price of a book, I had to find out what was in it. When I read this book, I still doubted until I got to the part where I started looking back at the comparisons with the greatest, most wealthy people outlined in the book and the ones I'd already been studying and trying to emulate all my life. And I started to realize this book details exactly the roadmap every one of these people followed to success. One way or the other, with minor variations, side trips, just like you may take when you pack the family up in a car and head out on a vacation, with the goal of reaching the beach, you naturally stop and have to look at the cave or the giant metal spider or something along the way. You have variations, but every one of these great people, every success story I've ever studied and wanted to emulate, with those minor variations possibly, followed this same roadmap. They took these steps, these elements, they're all spelled out. It is truly one of the most monumental systems for success ever created. And that explains, to me, its enduring quality. The very fact that to this day, it's still a bestseller and one of the most widely read and studied books that everybody understands and follows, if at all possible. Now, you can't just read the book. Here was what I found out that was so important to making this book work for me. And I have to tell you, after studying this book, after rereading it 5 or 6 times, when I started to actually follow the principles that are involved in this book, that is when my life started to change. It wasn't a matter of putting the book under my pillow and I went to sleep at night and woke up a success. It was, at first, a disappointment. I want to tell you, it was a disappointment momentarily when I realized, wow, there are some things I have to do. Some of this is on me. It's not just Think and Grow Rich. But what it is, once you get through the steps, once you follow it the proper way, once you start following this roadmap, you're not going to have to break out in a sweat. You're not going to have to go learn something new unless and until you realize that's part of your dream. The steps are here. Once you start following it, it almost becomes impossible to forget. It becomes nearly impossible to lay the map down and forget the road. That's the magic of this book. It becomes instilled in you, but not on one reading, You must be much more than that. In fact, one of the most powerful experiences I had was when we, as a $100 million roundtable, began gathering around in our weekly meetings and dissecting this book and applying it to our lives. It became even more powerfully vibrant for me. And I've put it to work again in my life. And it has endured with me. It has helped put me where I am. And I am betting that's exactly what all of my esteemed colleagues are going to have to tell you as well. With that, I'll pass it to Eric.
Thanks, Alan. Wow, that was great. Let me introduce myself. My name is Eric Bestfold, and I work at BBS Press Service along with Alan. My goal here and what I do as my daily task is actually to help our clients at BBS Press come up with plans and different actions that they can take to help further their online businesses. One thing I loved about this book, and the thing that I think you're going to really enjoy about it as well, is that you actually get to examine over 500 different individuals' lives, and these are amazing individuals, hand-selected for the certain traits and the certain activities in their lives that made their lives great and outstanding. You get to actually get into their minds and understand what made them tick. You've got to remember, over 20 years of investigative research went into all of this information, and this is truly proven information, and information that was actually pulled out of these experts' minds and out of these very successful people's minds and put down here into a step-by-step roadmap. In all reality, that's exactly what it is. But one thing you have to understand about your business, and one thing that I think Alan alluded to just a second ago, is that success is truly up to you. You have to make the decision to make it. And all of these different tactics here, all these different things that are discussed in this book, desire, faith, auto-suggestion, organized planning, decision, the mastermind, all these different topics are different things that others have used that you can easily apply to your own life. And, you know, one thing this book did for me is actually kind of give me a laser beam focus on what direction I wanted to go in. And one of the things it truly makes you do is to stop and think about what you truly want to get out of your business and what it is you want to accomplish, because that helps internalize it all. If you can actually take some time and think about what it is you actually want to accomplish and what you desire most, it makes it so much easier to get there, and it gives you such a boost. And that's one of the things that I found that this book truly did for me. And I think as we go through and we explore these different aspects of success and how they can be applied to your life, I think you're really going to get a lot out of that and see the practical application for your business. Because, you know, some of these stories in here are very inspiring, and it only takes one little idea. And I think Napoleon Hill said that there's an idea in this book that's repeated over 100 times that's actually the true key. And I think, you know, he says that, but I really think that idea is actually different for everybody that reads this, that everybody needs a different key to unlock their true potential, and that you'll discover that through your own reading and your own exploration of this book. And I truly think you're going to enjoy this experience. That's kind of what I wanted to say here in the beginning, and I'm going to turn it over now to Don Bice. Don?
Thank you, Eric. Ironically, Think and Grow Rich, the book, Think and Grow Rich, was my first business failure. In college, I needed to earn some extra money, and I decided to become a salesman. And I found a product called Think and Grow Rich. It was recorded. It was on a long-playing record. Think and Grow Rich, Earl Nightingale's The Stranger's Secret, and Elmer Wheeler's Sell the Sizzle, Not the Steak. And those were three recordings that I peddled for a small company in Waco, Texas called Success Motivation Incorporated and Word Records, which became, at that time, they were working out of a garage, and they later became the largest publishers in the business of self-improvement information until along came years later Nightingale Corner. So I started out peddling these to small businesses and telling them how great they were, but I was just 18 or 19 years old. I had no idea what I was doing. I had no idea the power of the information that I was peddling. But I didn't succeed because I wasn't mature enough to recognize the benefits and the power. And I ran into some businessmen who sold me on the fact that they wouldn't work rather than me selling them on the fact that it would work. I ran into people who had questions like, what do you mean you can conceive of, you can create and become? They couldn't believe that. And more importantly, they couldn't believe their employees could use this material. I mean, they came back with me with things like, well, you know, a guy working for me as a salesman. I mean, come on, so he wants to make $1 million. There's no way he's ever going to make $1 million. He doesn't have a education. He's here selling furniture. There's no way he could do any of these things. So why do I want to buy this stuff from my employees and just create discontent? Oh, boy, that sure sounded logical to me. But what I didn't know was the power of Think and Grow Rich and the material that I was selling. I had read it, I had listened to it, but I didn't believe it because I really didn't understand it and I wasn't ready for it. You have to be ready for this material, and I think most of you are past the age of 18 and are probably very much interested in the content of this material. Is this a lack of an endorsement of Think and Grow Rich? Oh, no, just the opposite. The principles that it teaches are absolutely universal. The power of this book to change people's lives is proven over and over again. The interesting thing to me is that this book is interesting on two levels. The first is its content, a very powerful content. The second, though, is that nothing in this book is new. It was all here before. All the research was done and all of that, but it already existed. It had been proven for centuries by philosophers. And that's what's interesting. But the philosophy was already there, the information was already there, but this book came out after the Depression, and people were hungry for information. They were hungry for how could they bring a lot of money in their lives? How could they rebuild their lives? How could they be rich? And so this philosophy that had been around for centuries was taken and honed and reshaped and marketed. There's a marketing lesson here too. They sold and repackaged material that already existed. But the market wasn't for philosophy. The market was for making money. So they took this philosophy and applied it to making money in your life. And so it wasn't threatening anymore. It wasn't religion. It wasn't metaphysics. It was, I should use this formula to make money. In your business, there are probably old things that can be repackaged too, that are powerful. And we all can say, oh, well, that's been around. This had been around, but it was reshaped, repackaged, it was given endorsement. This is, after all, this is a method that Edison used. This is a method that Carnegie used. So it had credibility, and it reached people that it could have never reached in its other previous forms. So there's a marketing lesson in this as well. It was secret. If you find stuff in here, different messages for different people. This was all great marketing material, intriguing information. To me, the key to this book is the power of thought. It's the power of being able to imagine something and that transferring those thoughts into reality. I think most of us tend to forget that everything in our world began first as a thought. We tend not to realize the power of the thought. There was not a chair until someone envisioned that there could be a chair. It began in someone's mind. It was shaped in their mind, they saw it in their mind, and then it was created in reality. What Think and Grow Rich teaches you is the same thing. It begins as a thought, but instead of having to take the wood and create the object, it harnesses the power of the universe to bring together what is necessary to create that object for you, that reality for you. It's not easy to understand. And it's not always easy to apply. I think you need to remember that it is not just about creating riches and tons of money. This information can apply to every single part of your life, relationships, everything. So this is more than just creating wealth. It can create wealth, include ideas, inventions, success, wealth. It is a philosophy of life that harnesses the powers that exist in the universe, which we can't totally explain, to bring them to bear on your life and your success. So pay close attention. It's doesn't come easy. I don't mean it's not a, it's difficult to read. The process takes a while to happen. It depends on where you are in your life, but it will work for you. And every time you come back to it, you will find something new, something different, something that applies to your situation today that didn't apply to the last time you read it. So I highly recommend this. I think you're in for a very interesting experience. Randy? I know you have some interesting things to add.
Oh, okay, thank you. Well, you know, I was 15 years old when I got my first copy of Think and Grow Rich. And the interesting part is I remember getting the book. It was my first exposure to really that type of work. And I read through it like I would read through a novel. And I kind of got it, but not really. And, you know, Alan said earlier that you can't just read it. Well, it's true. It's not a novel. It's not something you can just read. You know, the title, as I think Alan said this as well, is somewhat misleading. Think and Grow Rich. Well, that's the beginning, but that's definitely not where it ends. That's just where it starts. It takes study and practice of the principles contained within. So I didn't quite get it at first. Here's another interesting thing. Just a couple weeks ago, when us as a group, the $100 million roundtable, decided to do this project to talk about this great piece of work, there was not one of us who said, "Oh, Think and Grow Rich, you know, I haven't really read it or studied it. So what's that about?" In fact, it was quite the opposite. We all were so excited. We were all very enthusiastic about the topic. I don't think there's anybody. I know that. I haven't surveyed, so I don't know for sure. But I'm pretty sure. I would bet on it that there's nobody in my circle of influence, people that I know, and people that I admire that I don't personally know, who are wealthy and successful, who are not completely familiar with all of the topics, of all of the ideas, of all of the steps in Think and Grow Rich. Now, myself included, many of the people who are familiar with it and are successful, and again, I think those go hand in hand. I don't think I know successful people who aren't. It doesn't mean that we're all completely, you know, expert at every single one of the steps. And I'll be the first to admit, and I love this quote, and I quote him often. Ray Kroc said, "When you're green, you grow. When you're ripe, you rot." I'll be the first to admit that I'm not an expert on the book. However, I have taken, over the course of the last 25 or so years, many, many attempts, many rereads, many practices of the different principles in the book. Okay, at first I didn't get it, then later on I got to get it more, and then I started using some of the principles. And there are some in there, there are a few that I just haven't gotten to tackle yet. And again, it's because this is not a piece of work that you just read as a novel. Rather, it's one that you study and you practice, and I don't think there's ever going to be a point where, even when I'm an old man, that I will have mastered every one. I don't think that's possible. But I will tell you some that have affected me greatly and how they've affected me. Well, first of all, the first step is desire. Well, it was interesting when I really got what was written in the book about desire, and that was one of the first ones I got. I realized that that's something that comes naturally, I'm born with, but not everybody is. And I'm only going to speak for a few seconds on a couple of these ones right now. But the desire one, that wasn't too hard. Faith was harder for me. That's the second step. Faith was harder, but as soon as I practiced faith and saw that it worked, which is kind of the opposite of faith, but I did it. I thought, oh, this works. I'm going to have faith from here on. I'll tell you something. That alone has increased my wealth, my riches, my happiness, my success. By having faith, by willing to let go of something because I know that whatever that is I'm willing to let go of is not the best thing for me and the people around me, and without necessarily knowing that something better is going to come around the corner, but having faith that it will, that's faith, and that has worked for me. And, you know, when I was younger, in high school, I dated a lot, and I remember going through this faith. In this book, back in high school, now that's about 20 years ago. No, it's more than that. Anyways, a long time ago. And 25, 26 years ago. So then I would have a girlfriend, and then I'd be thinking, you know, I'm not so crazy about this relationship, but now maybe I'll wait until another girl comes along. But no, when I stopped doing that and I had faith, then my relationships grew stronger and stronger and better because I could let go of one that wasn't working and have faith in another one to come along. Now, I take that learning of that principle, that second step to riches in this book, and I now apply that to business in many different ways and to my life, and it's more ingrained, that particular one. Specialized knowledge, which is the fourth step, is something that maybe 10, 15 years ago when I was really, really going out and doing a lot of motivational speeches, I really focused on knowledge versus skill. And that's when I referred back to Think and Grow Rich and really got the idea from that chapter, chapter 5, it's the fourth step toward riches, specialized knowledge. I really studied that, and that made a big difference, understanding and being able to translate the difference between knowledge and skill, because that's what I got out of it. We'll all get something different out of these principles. Let me go to the ninth step, which is the mastermind. Well, I'll tell you something. It's just been fairly recently in the last couple of years where I got that concept, and I'm experiencing it, and you're experiencing it, and the other group people on this call are experiencing it right now. You see, the $100 million roundtable is a mastermind group, and the power of this group is phenomenal. So really, until I experienced this by joining the group a couple years ago, I did not quite get the mastermind. I understood it, but I didn't quite get it because I didn't experience it. You need to experience it. You need to belong to an inner circle of a mastermind group. I remember reading about it, but until you actually do it, it's just generalized knowledge. It's not real specialized knowledge, which is very, very important. And it's one also that really got to me. And then earlier, Dawn was talking about how actions, not necessarily in these words, but how actions begin as a thought. Well, I know this to be true, that our thoughts manifest into physical reality. William James, one of the greatest psychologists of our time, he was a professor at Harvard University, he said, "The greatest discovery of my generation is that a person can change their life by changing their attitude of mind." Henry Ford said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." All action begins as thought in our mind. Okay, I want to try a little experiment with you right now, and I really need you to do this. We've been talking a lot. The $100 million roundtable, we talk about action a lot. We talk about not just being passive, but getting involved. Here's my challenge for the next 10 seconds. I want you to be involved with me. You need to listen and actually participate. Are you ready? Good. All right. Imagine in your mind, you need to see this in your mind, picture it, a lemon. Imagine you just took it out of the fridge, see yourself in your mind's eye, you open the fridge, you pull out this lemon, it's still a little cold, it's ripe, and it's juicy. Now, in your other hand, pick up a sharp knife. In your mind's eye, in your imagination, punch through the skin of the lemon and note the lemon juice spraying out and the pulpy fruit flowing down the side of the lemon. See the spray of the tangy lemon juice. And now, let me ask you something. Is your mouth salivating? If you do this, it will. And this is proof to you, and maybe not the first time, but for a lot of people, because I've done this in live audiences, and 500 people and 425 hands go up. It works. If you really do this, it works. And what that does is that demonstrates to you how the pictures in our mind animate our body. And here's the exciting part. We have the power to change the pictures. Therefore, we can turn negative into positive, failure into success, poverty into riches. Well, I'm really happy that you're listening to us now. I love this topic. I'm obviously very enthusiastic about it. Now I'd like to turn you over to another enthusiastic member of a mastermind group of which I'm very proudly a member of. Here he is, Mr. Ted Yuba.
Hey, thank you, Randy, for that. And I tell you what, listeners, welcome to the ultimate Think and Grow Rich Wealth Building System. And indeed, this book, this philosophy, is by all counts, the ultimate system. Napoleon Hill first organized these principles in a book. Actually, it was a course he wrote because he was an information marketer. He was like T.J. Relator of his day. He had a 18-part course. It was called The Law of Success. That was in the 1920s. He published this book in this form in 1937. He was an instant bestseller. He bought his, I think it was his second Rolls Royce off the royalties he came in off of that. And here we are, we're now in the new millennium, and this book is still selling tremendously. In fact, it is rated number 150 on current sales. So this affects a lot. Some other people have talked about how they don't know anybody who doesn't have this book in their success library. That is any business person. I don't either, so therefore I am proud to be studying this book, be proud to be presenting it, and especially proud to be doing it in a manifestation of one of the principles, ultimately the mastermind, because it makes it better than it could ever be were any one of us to do it by ourselves. And that is the whole principle of the mastermind, I tell you. So, what is the secret of Think and Grow Rich? Indeed, as Eric mentioned, Napoleon Hill says it's in the book 100 different times. But I tell you what, I can't tell you directly, because really it does work better, as several have alluded to, when you find it on your own. So you're going to have to do that. Let me tell you, though, right off on the title there is a secret that you ought to be aware of. It is Think and Grow Rich. I mean, think about that, okay? Think, okay, and then what? It didn't say get rich, it said grow. There is an implied metaphor there. That metaphor is the metaphor of growth. Now, let's exclude the laboratory where, you know, scientists can do weird stuff and, it's scientific research and everything, but basically, in nature, just as a seed grows after its kind and never under all the laws of nature varies, so we are engaged. We have discovered how to think the thoughts that are a seed, create those thoughts. And again, this whole book and this whole program will be guiding to do it. Create those thoughts, plant those thoughts, nourish those thoughts that will then grow into or manifest into good results. That's real simple. Let me give you a real illustration from the romantic area of life that we all know about, following what Randy was talking about. If you got a couple and they love and respect one another, they are caring, they are, when they go out, and they don't buy just a donut for themselves, they buy two donuts and bring one back home, that kind of stuff. There's a whole, that love relationship is going along good. They're loving, they're nurturing each other, and they can anticipate to have a good relationship on tomorrow, on the next year, on the next decade. On the other hand, if when you're in a relationship and you've all seen these two, maybe not live in, but you've seen us, that dirty dog, every time he leaves the house, I know he's running to see his girlfriend. Now, it may not be true, but with that kind of negative fever, the end of that relationship is not long in sight. Not to mention the fact that could actually cause something bad to happen. I mean, really, if you're going to get blamed for the crime, if you're going to have to pay and do the time anyway, why not enjoy it? So, think and grow rich. We create our own world from the way we think about it. It's a growth metaphor. Think the right thoughts in the right way to manifest in the appropriate thing. I'm reminded of the guy who comes to town. He comes up to church and says, "Hey, Pastor, this is my first day in town. I enjoyed the sermon, but I have a serious question to ask you. I'm thinking about moving here." And the pastor says, "Okay, my friend, what is that question?" And the guy says, "Hey, I need to know what the people are like in this town. Are they friendly? Are they backbiting? Are they productive people? What are they like?" The preacher says, "Well, my friend, what are they like where you come from?" He says, "Oh, listen, they're nice. They're in a community. They're not nosy, but everybody helps everybody. It's like good day. It's almost like some Disneyland film because everybody's happy, productive, cares about each other. It's the best possible world." He says, "Son," he says, "they're just like that here." In the next sentence, someone else comes up and says, "Preach, I like your sermon. I thought it was a little bit too long, but other than that, but listen, hey, I'm thinking about moving to town, and I need to know what the people are like here." He says, "What are they like in the town where you're coming from?" He says, "Listen, they're backbiting, fabbing and a gossiping. He says, I tell you what, if I needed a dollar, a music dollar, I couldn't get anyone to loan it to me. He says, son, he says, you're the same way here. You know, indicating that it's not the environment that we see, we create the environment that we live in. So, that's interesting. Hey, by the way, and the straight team principles, we've alluded to that, just quick because you got the book, you have desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, power of the mastermind, the mystery of sex transmutation, the subconscious mind, the brain, and the sixth sense. Now, some of them sound normal, you know, desire and decision, but some of them sound out there, auto-suggestion, transmutation, the subconscious sixth sense. I stand with Don Bice. This is a metaphysical text. Now, metaphysical, all it means is beyond the physical. Thoughts are beyond the physical. So, in fact, the thoughts do create it. Now, here's the good news, right? These principles are the ones that will allow you to achieve success. Here's the way you have to do it. These are separate, but they're related. They're interactive, interdependent, multidimensional. In other words, you've got to get them all going to really maximize your success. Start where you are. Your imperfect movement is better than perfect, but the reality is, you can't look at this book and say, hey, that's all good except for that mystery of sex transmutation. I'm happy with me the way I am. Also, one thing you'll notice as you read the book is that the book, you know, again, was put together by Napoleon Hill. Most of the research was done in the 20s and earlier. It has old characters. It has old stories. It refers to new events that you don't even know about. Why does it work perfectly today? Because it deals with the universal timeless principles. It's like a Shakespeare play. You understand passion. You understand greed. You understand the love that can drive you into insanity. Because Shakespeare wrote that way. Napoleon Hill wrote this same way. It's a classic. And two other quick parting thoughts. When riches begin to come, they come so quickly, in such great abundance, that one wonders where they have been hiding all those lean years. That's an exact quote. Folks, a lot of people struggle. Hey, I first found a book in 1971. I was in California working in graveyard shift. The reason why I was working in graveyard shift was the only place in the entire county of Los Angeles that would give me a job. It was 11 a.m. to 7 a.m. But what that did, I was complete failure working in a bank room for Bank of America. Minimum wage, but it did give me free time in the mornings and in the days, and I found a copy, and the copy is old here, and I could never go back there. I walked out to the bookstore, and that thing fell into my hands, and that was the first time I got it. And indeed, my story, like everybody, I agreed with that. Now, it took, like Randy said, it took a year, 2 years to get together, but that principle, when they come, you wonder where they are. Basically, what's happened is you've cracked the code. I mean, you wonder where they've been hiding. You've cracked the code, and everything moves forward. Another thing, though, we talked about getting it together, and I would be remiss if I didn't say that, yeah, that's when it all falls together. But, again, I'm quoting, observe very closely, as soon as you master the principles of this philosophy and begin to follow the instructions for applying these principles, your financial status will begin to improve, and everything you touch will transmute itself into an asset for your benefit. Folks, Napoleon didn't say most of the things, he didn't say things that relate about your primary business interests. He said, the world will transform, and you will indeed be manifesting what you want to do, which is the mystery. So I tell you what, folks, I'm really excited about this. Every one of these guys, and I'm going to pass it on to another excited guy, Jeff Gardner.
Jay, thank you very much, Ted. Well, I'm very excited to be on this program because Think and Grow Rich has had an incredible impact on my life. I mean, it was one of the very first books that I picked up. It was recommended to me by everybody. They said, if you really want to change your life, not only make more money, but also be wealthier in terms of happiness and friends and different opportunities you have in your life, you really need to grab Think and Grow Rich, read it again and again and again. In fact, I'm even going to went out to my bookcase to pick up a copy of it to reread again for this program, and I have like four or five different copies out there because every time I see one, I think, I need to read that again, and I pick another one up. It's a great book. Definitely one you need to get through, and we're going to really get into it even deeper so we can help you take those ideas and show you how to put them into action to really build wealth in your life in terms of financial and personal development as well. It's a great tool, and we're going to show you how to put it into action in the best way possible. I think one of the reasons I'm so excited about Think and Grow Rich is it really focuses on the truth about success, and that is that all humans really are created equal.
We're made up of blood and bone and tissue and muscle and all that stuff. We've got the same type of body structure. But what really separates those people who, you know, have it very difficult in life, in terms of, you know, finances and opportunities, and those people who have made millions and in some cases billions of dollars, is what they think about, what they focus on. So what makes millionaires and billionaires different from just regular, ordinary average people who seem to have a hard time in life? When Napoleon Hill went out and he interviewed the richest men of the time and discovered the common things these wealthy people have in common, and he put them in this incredible book, the common things that these people have in their lives that manifested this money, manifested happiness, manifested all these opportunities, put them in this book. And that's the really great thing about this book, is that it gives you the shortcut. Instead of going out and saying, okay, I'm going to go do this in crawling, and I'm going to give this a shot and this a shot and this a shot and see what works for me. Instead of doing that, you can go right to the store. You can get the detailed information on, okay, what makes millionaires, and in some cases billionaires, really wealthy? What gives them all these opportunities? What makes them happier? What makes them healthier? What secrets do they know that I don't know and that I need to know? It's all laid out here in this book. It's very exciting. It gives you the shortcut to success that most people simply don't have. It's been handed to you in the book, but we're going to even take that to the next level, because we're going to go through the book with you step by step. We're going to hold your hand, show you the best ideas, and we're going to show you how to put them into action. Because this book, laying on your bookshelf, gathering dust, isn't going to do anything for you. But this book opened up, and with a group of millionaires taking you through it step by step, really has the power to transform your life and change it for the rest of your life. So that's why I'm so excited about it. I'm thrilled by this opportunity. I know you're going to get a ton of information out of this incredible system, and we're all going to be here to help you get the most out of it possible. So excited to be here. Now I'm going to throw it over to an incredible master marketer, Mr. Russ Von Holzer.
Well, thanks, Mr. Austin. You know, Think and Grow Rich has had a profound impact on my life. The concepts in this book are so powerful, and for the first time in a book, the true concise concept of to change your life, you must change your mind is presented. And that is so true. If you can grasp that concept, you've got the whole meaning of this book. To change your life, you only need to change your mind. I was first introduced to Think and Grow Rich by Bob Carlson, who I worked for in St. Paul, Minnesota. Bob owned two bookstores, a record shop. I managed all three of them, and he and his girlfriend also had a ladies' boutique. And one day, Bob came up to me. I was in my early 20s. It was the last time I ever worked for anybody. And he said, here's a book that you need to read, Russ. And it was Think and Grow Rich. And it just opened up a buffet, a rich buffet of ideas for me. How I could use desire and faith and auto suggestion. How I could make money with special knowledge. How my imagination could be turned into reality. And on and on and on. And you know, I bought several of the books. We had them in the bookstore. And I shared them with my friends. And I learned something very important about my friends then. Some of them said to me, oh man, this book is great, thank you. And they read it and reread it. But some of my friends said, oh, this is a bunch of BS. One of my friends, Johnny Nelson, who played guitar, used to do a little drinking, chasing girls together at the various clubs, he said, Russ, this, you read too much. And this self-help stuff is pure BS. And he said, you read so much, you better realize that reading rocks the mind. Well, I was shocked by what he said, but I realized an important principle then. I better be careful about who I choose as friends. Because some of my friends were uplifting me as I tried to uplift them, and some of them were so negative that being around them, it might be okay to have some beers with them and to chase some girls, but they couldn't be lifelong, productive partnership friends. So I think that's so important. And the people that Think and Grow Rich has changed and helped over the decades is just incredible. From Carnegie to Ford to Thomas Edison to F.W. Woolworth, presidents like Woodrow Wilson and George Eastman, who founded Kodak, and William Ridley Jr., the King of the Kings on the Empire, that still is the number one selling gum today, Double Mint, Spearmint, and Juicy Fruit. He said, everything that I have, everything I've earned and produced in my life was because of the principles I learned from Think and Grow Rich. And numerous modern day successes, including people like Anthony Robbins, have said that the genesis of their success and their teaching started with Think and Grow Rich. So you have a powerful, powerful program here that can get you from where you are to where you want to be. Think and Grow Rich is a roadmap to success. I've met so many people in business over the years who attribute a good deal of their success to Think and Grow Rich. In fact, I hardly ever met a successful person who wasn't familiar with the book. And likewise, in dealing with people and asking people if they've ever read this book, I seldom ever seen that a person who was unsuccessful who ever did read the book. So that should tell you something. This is an exciting program. I think you're going to learn a lot. I'm just jazzed about it, and I think you will be too. So let's just continue, and I'll pass it on to Chris Layton.
Thanks, Russ. And you know, it's funny that you end with that, because my first comments were going to be the fact that I think it should strike no one as absurd or strange that all of us have read this book, and maybe some of you listening to this program haven't read the book, and where are we, and where are you, and hopefully where do you want to be, and what do you need to do to get there, and this book could have a large part in your success. It's fascinating to me as you study the minds of the richest people, and you find these common denominators, things that the wealthiest people have, and things that people who mostly just sit around and complain about their misfortune and their situation don't have. And this book certainly tops that list. And many of the Fortune 500 people who are entrepreneurs, the movers and shakers in the business world, most of them have read this book not only once but multiple times, and most of them probably have four or five copies because they've got them as gifts. They bought two or three here and there as they mark their other ones up, and they've gone through them, and the pages are dog-eared, and they get ripped up a little bit. And so this book is no doubt on the shelves of probably 99 out of every 100 or more successful entrepreneurs. But the thing that strikes me is that out of tens of books out there, and there's a lot of books that have been written over the years, and even if you look in the last 10, 15, 20 years, an enormous amount of books on the subject of psychology and the subject of selling and psychology as it relates to selling, and some of the same kinds of principles that you'll find in Think and Grow Rich. But it's amazing that this old book that's been around for a long, long time continues to remain a top seller, and there's a reason for that, and that's definitely something that shouldn't be lost on you as you continue through this program. Another thing that's fascinating to me is that there's a quote that says, "Think you can, think you can't, either way you're right." Regardless of what you think about anything, you're right. You're right because your mental attitude determines how you act or how you react to certain subjects. And that's why one spouse can die and the other spouse, the husband passes away and a few weeks later the wife passes away because they feel they have no reason to continue living. It happens all the time. Why do some people fight with cancer and they live with it for years and years and years, and other people die within a few weeks after they're diagnosed? It's psychology. If you think that you're dying and you treat your life as if you're dying and there's no hope for living, you're going to die. And if you're not a fighter and if you're not determined to be successful, you're going to be unsuccessful. So whatever your mind says you can do or whatever your mind says you can't do, you're absolutely right. And it's up to you to take the positive actions you need to change that and change your mental outlook, and your life will come around with them. Great works of literature are timeless, and this certainly is a great work of literature that Napoleon Hill wrote many, many, many years ago. One of the things that I think is most powerful about it is that it speaks to different people in different ways. Two people can both read the same exact book, the same Think and Grow Rich book, and both of them could end up coming away with completely different plans of action. So one of the things that makes this such a great work of art, in my mind, is that
timeless nature of it, the fact that two people can look at this and they can read the same words and come away with two different plans of action. And actually, there's a third plan of action, because like Russ said, some people read this book and they call it BS and they throw it on the ground and they kick it and say, this is worthless. What did I waste my time reading it for? So, fortunately, I believe because you're listening to this program right now, you're not wanting the latter person, you're one of the other two people, and you'll look through this program and you'll go through this, and some of the ideas you take from this won't be the same ideas that we take. But if you let the ideas absorb into your thought process and become a part of how you think, like the book says, think and grow rich, these ideas will become a part of you, and you'll take those things with you that are of the greatest benefit to you. The last comment I have before I throw it over to Kim is that reading a great work like this is great alone, and you know, just to read the book, if you haven't read it, I encourage you to read it and don't just use this program as the guide. So you definitely need to read a book, read this particular work, but being able to take it to the next level and actually having a group like our $100 million roundtable group go through it with you, to be your study partners and to help you expand on the principles and concepts, gives you really an unfair advantage that you don't have anywhere else. I think that's an advantage that you definitely need to take advantage of. Before you read the book, if you haven't already, and even if you've read it once, I encourage you to go back through it, read it again. It's a quick read. It's not a 500-page novel or anything. It doesn't take you a long time to get through it. But then go over these tapes, and as we go over it with you, you'll be able to expand on the principles and concepts and really make this a part of your thought process. So I'll leave it there for now, Tim.
Hey, thanks, Chris. You know, everybody's been making a lot of excellent, excellent points on this. And just some thoughts that I had reflecting on when I first came across the book and what it's helped me to accomplish. You know, not that I would change the title of it, but it's, what it's helped me is just to make a mental note is to kind of add a word to the title. Think, act, and grow rich. Because if you take two people, and this is important, you take two people who have read the book and are total believers in the principles and have faith that they work, and you put them side by side in one sit and thinks over and over about what he just read, and the other person takes that and they add action to it, who do you think is going to get the best results? It's the people that take the action. So I've always made a mental note just to add think, act, and grow rich, because the truth is that as you read this book and as you start to absorb the principles and they become a part of you, your eyes will open and you will start seeing people around you and recognizing things and people around you that you never recognized before, you never noticed before. And one of those things is that you will find that rich people and successful people, not that the only purpose of using this tool is to become rich and successful, but let's face it, many of us, that is one of the things we want to accomplish. But you'll find that rich people think and act differently than everybody else. You'll start to see that as you absorb these principles and as you put some of these things into action. It's like the scales fall from your eyes and you see things around you that you never recognized before. You see qualities in other people that you never recognized before. Many of them good qualities that you'd like to have. And then also, the other thing that's going to happen is that the people that you have seen and been around every day, you will start to recognize maybe some bad qualities in them that you want to stay away from, that you never noticed before or that were never important to you before. So those are just some observations that I have made in using this material and reading this book and going back over it and hitting the important things to try to make those even clearer. But another thing is that you will find even if you don't realize it right now, but this is so true, that if you look ahead 5 years or 10 years from now in your life, you will be a product of the books that you read and the people that you associate with. So this is an excellent start, an excellent time for you to begin putting positive food into your mind. And this book is probably, I would say, this is number one on the list. Every successful person that I know or have ever heard or been around mentions this as one of the things that, I mean, this is on the shelf. This is, they refer to it, they know it. And the other thing is, and this is just a little interesting point, is you ask a successful person, what was the last book that you read? Now, it may not have been Think and Grow Rich. Many times it probably will be, but they will have an answer for you. They'll give you the title of a book, oh, I just finished that a couple weeks ago or whatever. You ask people that are not so successful, maybe people that you really don't want to be like, you don't want to use them as examples, people that not criticizing them, saying it's bad or anything, but people that really don't accomplish too much, don't have much success, don't have much ambition, ask them what the last book is that they've read, and it's probably like a deer in the headlights. They look at you like, well, yeah, I don't know, they don't have an answer for you. So if somebody asks you that question, this would be an excellent answer for you. So the thing to do is to get into it, and you start understanding what we're all referring to here. But just a couple of quick points here. The most important things that I picked up from the book that helped me the most, and this is my favorite quotation from the book. This is always right in the front of my mind. I don't know if it's exactly verbatim, but every disappointment brings with it the seed of an equal or a greater opportunity. Now, that might not mean much to you right now, but as you start, again, absorbing the material, making it real, you will find that that is absolutely true, that your thinking will change, and that you'll no longer be afraid of the things that are going to happen to you, because you know that no matter what comes to you, you have the ability to turn that into something better, or that there's always an opportunity there with that adversity for something greater, even though you might not see it right now. So anyway, those are just some of my observations, and probably one of the most important things is I was just talking with TJ about this the other day, is you're going to find that it will help you to visualize yourself accomplishing things and doing things that you never had any idea maybe that you could do before, and not only just visualizing doing the things or getting the things, but being able to visualize yourself as the kind of a person who can get or do those things. So it's not just visualizing the doing or the getting, but it's being able to see yourself as a winner, as the kind of a person who can do those things. So those are some of the most meaningful things that I've been able to that have meant the most to me. So with that, TJ, I'll just turn it on over to you.
Okay, well, thank you, Ken, and I love what everybody had to share. And we have run out of time on this part of the program, but what you have just listened to is one full hour of a preview of what's to come. Now, there's five more hours left on this program, and in those 5 hours, we're going to go in-depth about each one of the 13 principles that are behind this powerful, powerful work here. So I want you to carefully think about what each one of our members had to say to you on this program. Let this be the foundation. Go back and listen to this tape again and again to get an overview of what this book can mean to you and what it can do for you. Now let's go on to the next tape as we start to explore each one of these powerful principles.